You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we're here in Wolverhampton for the Partially Sighted Football. I'm joined now by Jason Swain. He's got a very special job. Jason, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing here today?
So I'm commenting on both the blind football, which I had the privilege of doing yesterday, and the Partially Sighted tournament, which I did on Friday, and I'm back today and tomorrow. I'll be here for finals day, so really enjoying the moment and what an atmosphere it is at Wolverhampton.
Absolutely fantastic. So many home fans in attendance, obviously making a lot of noise and enjoying it. What are some of the challenges that come with the work that you're doing today?
Well, number one, I've not done this before, so I've had to have a lot of research put in before I got here. But it's good that Brandvox have also, you know, shown faith in me to come and do this. And the challenge, I guess, is just getting out of your comfort zone and doing something new. But, you know, I've fully enjoyed it. I'm well into the swing of things and, you know, really loving the level of the competition that's on display.
You're a great person to speak to about some of the form of the teams who've been playing so far. What have you thought of the competition? Is there anyone we should be looking out for especially?
Yeah, but with any competition in the group stages, you know, sometimes there's a few upsets, but really there's always one or two teams that stand out. And the England team, you know, we're really all glad as English people that they're playing so well. But we've just witnessed the Ukrainian team who've absolutely destroyed Spain, who are also a good level team. And it just looks like a very, very tough ask, whoever is going to meet them in the final.
And what have you made, you're doing blind football as well, what have you made about the challenges maybe of doing both of those things?
So the challenges from myself are nothing compared to what the athletes are going through. And I'm talking about, you know, the challenge to actually go for it. And so inspirational. I've been able to sit and commentate and watch, and the blind football especially, such courage to play the sport. But how well they play it is another level. It's elite sport, and they're playing at such a high intensity. And then the partially sighted football, if I were to walk in here, I could just say it was just a football game. It's absolutely phenomenal at what level these athletes are competing at.
Fantastic. So we can hear your commentary over the YouTube videos and all of that fantastic coverage that's available. Where's the best place to hear it?
Yeah, all the games across the whole games in every sport are on YouTube, but some are commented on, some are not. But the Partially Sighted Football, every single game has been played. It's all there on the IBSA website, and also the blind football in both the men's and the women's is also there. So you can look back historically and also look at the games coming up, which will be scheduled to go.
Fantastic. Well, we'll let you rest your voice now for what's going to be a big challenge ahead. We've got the England game later this afternoon, of course, the Partially Sighted final tomorrow.
Yeah, well, as loud as it'll be in here this afternoon, I need to rest my voice. It needs to be nice and loud. So thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure.
Fantastic. Jason Swain, thanks very much for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.